This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. More than a week after Israel and Iran reached a fragile ceasefire, a local Iranian writer is offering her insight. Ava Homa lives in Pacific Grove, has written extensively about human rights in Iran, and teaches at Cal State Monterey Bay. KAZU's Ngozi Cole spoke to Homa.
A ceasefire with Israel does not mean peace for people of Iran. The Iranian government has been in constant war with its people for over four decades. In fact, human rights groups report that since the beginning of the missile strikes, there has been a spike in arbitrary arrests and executions. So it's important for us to remember while headlines move away, repression does not take a break, and we need to stand in solidarity with people who have been fighting this battle for over four decades.
If, for example, there is success in toppling the current regime, what do you think that means for Iran?
I guess we have to define what toppling the regime means. If it means just the supreme leader escaping the country, we have to realize that the regime is not just him. There is a very well-organized IRGC, which stands for the Revolutionary Guards. They're the military elites in Iran. So what does toppling mean? Does that mean then they are the group that are next in line? Would then the next leader be someone that's not a clergy but has military uniform? So we have to be very careful about what we are looking for. I think what you and I and a lot of our audience at NPR care for is a stable planet when there is fewer injustice and oppression. And that comes from maintaining our solidarity with people that are doing the actual work, these activists that are working behind the scene constantly and nonstop. And when I say solidarity, I have to clarify that, first of all, solidarity is not saviorism. It means constant moral support of people who are carrying these heavy burdens across all borders. And we can't just talk about justice and equality within one border and not the other. And it means we also hold Western governments responsible and accountable for their hypocritical ways of dealing with the Iranian government.
How can the world help bear witness to what's going on?
Yeah, so if there is one thing I want your audience to take away from this conversation, is to remember that humans are not just nuclear enrichment, they're not just weapons, they're not just regional instability. We're talking about 91 million people, especially women and minorities, waking up each day trying to protect their loved ones, trying to hold on to their dignity under nearly impossible conditions. And so when the headlines fade, please do not look away. Remember that peace hasn't happened in Iran yet. The government is still waging a war on its people day in and day out. Remember that please do not reduce Iran to its regime or its weapons. Stay with the people. Stay with the demand for human rights.
And what would peace in Iran look like?
It would look like a place where minorities and women don't have to fight for dignity and justice day in and day out. It will look like a place where their existence and their life and their complexity is not reduced to headlines and oppression, and they're able to enjoy their short time on planet with all its complexity, all its beauties and horror without too much suppression.
That was Iranian writer Ava Homa speaking with KAZU's Ngozi Cole. And this is KAZU News. I'm Amy Mayer.